buy data from us, like E.T. Kearney's bottled out of our data, McKinsey, Pricewaterhouse. So we kind of sell wholesale a lot of data to companies. And when we are looking at the how to be parsimonious and simple with the scoring, the external scoring, we had to decide, talk to clients, and some have different the scores, and they have different elements in the scores. Is we wanted to, from talking to our clients and the marketplace, we realized that there may that could be put together. The rating, a pretty simple rating, but yet for all give you what you want. So in the number cost, like A.P. Kearney and others would Asian and so forth on the infrastructure aspect of the rating. But what we wanted to do was to take a look at all of the other variables and see how well they into major headings. And for clients, the cost and the talent are the biggest drivers. Risk and operating risk and all of the elements that you see in the other ratings, all the elements of cost and labor cover everything. So to answer your question directly, with respect to the labor, again, what we were looking for is at least a differentiation with our rating, is we're looking for a market's capacity to the international market. So it was not designed. We know that there's an increasing, and I know Brazil leads at about 10 billion, an increasing in terms of the internal outsourcing, yes? So Brazil has a more mature market of deals being done internally. India, of course, is that. But in our case, we're focused on the how that market market's labor is serving the global marketplace. So that's the bias of our rating.
Okay, and so
market's capacity.